Red River Farm Network. Well, now's the time to look closely at yield maps and start to make decisions for 2024. According to AgriGrold agronomist Chris Utz, looking at the data can show things you didn't necessarily notice from the cab of the combine.
Cow was one of those things, all right, the year's over with, what happens? If you have a hybrid jump all over the yield map, if you want to call it, they're all over the board, and something's going on with that hybrid, maybe it was weather-related, which we did have a lot of that going on. You know, some of the things that I've seen is, okay, didn't do quite as well, or it did fine, or whatever. But if a hybrid didn't yield, or a bean variety didn't yield, then something's going on, whether it's soil related or anything like that.
Utz also expressed the importance of getting soil samples done and using all the tools available to get the most out of your acres.
You have so many layers in that one acre that you can stack on top of each other. You're building a database. Maybe the hybrid or the variety that you're planting there is not the one that needs to be in that soil type. There are some hybrids in corn and soybeans that don't get placed correctly because maybe they don't like wet feet because that field doesn't drain well. Take an imagery of that field and you can define drainage problems.
The current